The debate ended instantly. Then we entered a conversation about who we can trust on the internet. He softened and admitted he was open to changing his mind about the facts, just wary of where they came from. When I asked myself why I wanted him to change his mind, my answer was, I don't trust his sources, and I don't want him to trust those sources either. Why? Because I trust other sources who disagree, and I wish he did too. Why? I want us to be on the same side. Why? You could keep asking until you're contemplating quarks and gluons, but it's crucial you at least share your intentions for challenging someone's ideas, or else both of your positions will be, I am right, and I think you are wrong. I hope you will carry that question, why do I want to change their mind, in your mental backpack as you travel with me chapter by chapter. And I hope that question will blossom, as it did for me, into a series of questions. You are listening to these words because we each have the power to give up old beliefs, to replace old ignorance with new wisdom, to shift our attitudes in light of new evidence, and to free ourselves from outdated dogma, harmful traditions, and the diminishing returns of defunct politics and practices. The ability to realize we are wrong is baked right into the gooey mess of neurons wobbling around in every human head. But when, and what, and who should we be trying to change? What counts as dangerous ignorance or outdated dogma? What qualifies as a malignant tradition, defunct politics, or a misguided practice? What norms are so harmful? What beliefs are so incorrect that once we know how to change minds, we should take every opportunity to do so? And here's the kicker. How do we know when we are right and they are wrong? But also, what does the phrase change your mind even mean? We will answer all of these going forward, but I didn't start this journey with these questions in mind. They came later, after a good deal of my own ignorance revealed itself. And that's why I think we must ask ourselves these questions here, before we begin, and bring them along to the lessons and conversations ahead. The ability to change our minds, update our assumptions, and entertain other points of view is one of our greatest strengths, an evolved ability that comes free with every copy of the human brain. You soon will see why, to leverage that strength, we must avoid debate and start having conversations. Debates have winners and losers, and no one wants to be a loser. But if both sides feel safe to explore their reasoning, to think about their own thinking, to explore their motivations, we can each avoid the dead-end goal of winning an argument. Instead, we can pursue the shared goal of learning the truth. Chapter 1. Post-Truth. I spotted Charlie Veatch as he rose on an escalator from beneath the London Road entrance to Manchester's Piccadilly train station. He wore a green plaid hoodie, blue jeans, and a backpack. A splotch of white just above his temples stood out from within his otherwise conservative haircut. At the top, he smiled, pivoted, and kept his momentum going as he closed the distance between us. He said hello while walking and changed direction to enter the flow of pedestrian traffic, his body parting a parade of people walking in the opposite direction.